intervention is really about modifying your risk factors for stroke. And thankfully, those are the same traditional risk factors we have for heart disease. So people think of them more commonly for prevention of heart attack, but they also help prevent strokes. So managing high blood pressure, managing high cholesterol. If you're diabetic, then trying to keep your blood sugars under good control. Smoking and cessation of smoking is huge. So of the five traditional risk factors for stroke, the only one that people can't modify are their genetics. But the other four are very modifiable and very treatable. And by managing those risk factors, you can dramatically lower someone's risk for having a stroke.